Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas, Reishono. Balaturim says that Yaakov was in Mitzrayim for 17 years, and also those were good years with Yosef, and also there were originally 17 years. The first 17 years, Yosef was sold by the Achim when he was 17. So there were 17 years that Yaakov was Megadol Yosef, and then the last 17 years that Yaakov again is with Yosef. That's Vayechi Yaakov. Those are the years that Yaakov at Zechofka left. Vayechi is 34. Vayechi is Taka twice 17. That's the Vayechi Yaakov. Those were the years that Ofka left good with Yosef. 17 is Toiv, because Yaakov wants to bring down those Shvasrei, the Toiv, into Mitzrayim. Ein Toiv ele Toira, Ein Toiv ele Tahara. He's bringing that into Mitzrayim, preparing Klal Yisrael for a Golus in Mitzrayim. He's telling Avek the Toiv first. Vayikrvu Yimei Yisrael Lomus. The Balaturim says that Vayikrvu Yimei Yisrael, Vayikrvu, there's one other place where it says Vayikrvu. It's in the Haftorah in this week's parasha. Vayikrvu Yimei David Lomus. So there's a shaychus between the Vayikrvu. And the Emes, there's a lot of richas in the Balaturim that makes a parallel between Yaakov Avinu and David HaMelech. Over the Balaturim brings, and the Emes, the Makar is a Yerushalmi. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David HaMelech, Ato Asisa Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoirei Tehillim. You made 147 Mizmoirei Tehillim. That's Keneged, the 147 years of Yaakov Avinu. So you're going to be Zoycha like Yaakov Avinu. Just like Yaakov Avinu, Hu Ubenoi Mol V'Yachad, Yaakov and Yosef. Also, you're going to be Zoycha that Shloimei Bincha is Yimloich V'Chayecha. And also other in Yonim that there's a Shaychis between David and Yaakov. The Mefarshim asked on the Yerushalmi, and it's also in Masechta Soferim, Yaakov lived 147, aber there's 150 kapitlach in Tehillim. What does the Yerushalmi mean? 147. So there's one shot that the Gemara says in Brachas that Ashrei Ish and Lo Marok Shugoyim, the first two kapitlach, is really one kapitl. B'negei Cheshboinus, about where the 18th parak of Tehillim is. Could be there's also two other kapitlach. Another shot is that David HaMelech also wrote Tehillim based on the Marishan, Malki Tzedek, Avraham, Moshe. There's a whole shim of 10 other people that David HaMelech wrote with. But most of them, David rewrote what they did, and it's vayt to his kapitlach. Or Behemon, Yedusun, and Osof, those are three kapitlach that attack Nikram al Shmon. And David HaMelech wrote 147. That same Yerushalmi is Mamshech. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mi Yomai lo yistakauti b'sefer agarta, just one time. And the one time is I saw that it's 147 Mizmoirim in Tehillim Keneged Shnois of Shel David HaMelech, Shnois of Shel Yaakov Avinu. 175 Parshiyos in the Torah where it says Vayedaber or an Amira, that's Keneged 175 years of Avram Avinu. And there's 123 Halalukas Keneged the Shnois of Shel Aaron. We know that the Ovis Be'emes was supposed to live 180. Yitzchok Takel lived 180. Avraham Avinu lived 175 because he was nifter 5 years early. Shelo Yira Esav Hoylech Latar B'sra when he was 15. The cheshbon is so Avraham Avinu was nifter at 175. Yaakov only lives 147. What's the cheshbon that Yaakov only lives 147? So there's a few different shatim. The Balaturim brings that Yaakov Avinu lost 33 years of his life. Because he made a klola, kill laschinam loy savoy, by Rachel when he said that whoever has the trophim is going to be loy yichye. Yichye is 33. And he said loy yichye, but if I passed 33 years, and that's why he lived 147. Azoy bring the Balaturim. There's another chat in the Daskein in the Balei Toisvis that since Yaakov Avinu allowed, and since Yaakov Avinu complained, when Pare asked him, how old are you? And Yaakov Avinu complained, Yemei Chayai Ma'at V'royim Hoyu, and he complains, and there's 33 words in that pasuk where he complains about his life, so he lost 33 years of his life. And it's Yeduah, there's a famous vort from Chaim Shmulevitz. The cheshvan of the 33 words, the cheshvan is part of the words is, Vayoymer Parei El Yaakov, Kama Shnei Yemei Chayecha. Kama Yemei Shnei Chayecha. Parei talking. Why is that part of the cheshvan of the 33? Zok Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is because Yaakov, obviously, his ponim looked old and far. Which caused Parei to ask the question. So Parei asking the question, not only Kama Yemei, also the words Vayomer Parei El Yaakov. Parei asking the question was also triggered off by Yaakov's complaint on his on his Ma'at V'royim, and that's why he loses 33 years. There's another pshat brought down in the Zohar in Parshas Vayishlach, that Be'emes we know that Adam HaRishon gave 70 years to David HaMelech. David HaMelech wasn't supposed to have Shonim Bechlal, and Adam HaRishon gave 70 years to David. But after Chet Eitz Hadas, Be'etzem Adam HaRishon also loses Chayim, and it's the Avos that Be'emes are reinstating and bringing back Tikkun HaOilam. So it's the Avos that give the Shivim Shana. The Cheshvan, how the Avos give Shivim Shana, Yitzchak doesn't give anything. Yitzchak is Gvura. Gvura doesn't give. He's 180. Avram Avinu gave 5 years to David HaMelech. Yaakov Avinu, here the Cheshvan goes interesting. 147, but we're Cheshvaning it from 175, not from the full 180. From the 175. 147 less than the 175 is 28 years. And then Yosef, and we're going to see B'hemshech in the parasha, Yosef is also a Shtikal Av. Yosef is the Bechin of an Avo, so Yosef gives, he lived only 110, and he was supposed to live 147. We're going down from the next generation. So he gave 37, the Sach HaKol is the 70 years to David HaMelech. That's the various Shitas, what the Avos, the Cheshbon, why Yaakov Avinu wasn't living the full 180. The Emes is, there's another Yerushalmi in Brochus that makes a Cheshbon, the Shonim of the Avos, Avram 175, Yitzchak 180, and Yaakov 147 is Sach HaKol 502. And the Yerushalmi says that's the Cheshbon, that the Mahalach of the Shemayim Ala Oretz, Kimei Shemayim Ala Oretz, the Merchak of Shemayim Oretz is Merchak Halicha of 500 years, connecting the Shnois of the Avos. The Emes is the Avos, it comes out as 502. So the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi say, no, because Avram Avinu was Hikar as Boirei when he was 3. So since he was Hikar as Boirei when he was 3, the first 2 years don't count. Tell us that it was a 3 years should get cut off. So the Velt wants to say no, he was in his 3rd year. But it's Mefarshim Gemara, Nishtazai, unless you'll say it's a Machloikas Bavli Yerushalmi. Because the Bavli, the Gemara says in the Dorim, Ekev! Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili is up to Gemara in the Dorim, Ekev is 172, because Avram was Shoma Bekoili 172 years. So we're taking off a full 3 years. Now from this, if it's Sholei Shonim, in Baba Basra we have Sholei Shonim Shleimois and Sholei Shonim Mekutois. This is a Mahalach of Shlim, and if you don't want to make it, a Machloik is Bavli and Yerushalmi. Yaakov asks Yosef to make a Shavuah that he's going to be Koivrin in Bekivri Avoisov. And the Mefarshim asks, why is it necessary to make a Shavuah? What's wrong with Kibud Av? Why isn't it enough to be Mechayev Yosef als Kibud Av? So one Mahalach is because he wanted him to be Mechayev als Shavuah. A Shavuah is Mechayev you, all of your Nechasim. Kibud Av is only Ad Choymish, could be Atno Begedorim. Another pshat is, it's not so Poshit, Yosef's Chayev als Kibud Av. There's a whole tumult because Yosef, the Emes, has a Din Melech. And it's not Poshit. There's a Sugyan Kedushin. If the Ben became the Rabbi, if the Ben became Melech or Rabbi or the Mor Chashiv, what's the gedder of the Chiyah from Av le Ben? On one hand, does the father have to stand up for the son because the son is now the Rabbi, or does the son have to stand up for the Av? So it's not Poshet Al Kibud Av. Ad Kedei Kach, there's an interesting Maaseh. There's a Tshuva Zichron Yosef. He brings an interesting Tzushtel. We know it says at the end of the parasha, Yosef was Nifter before the other brothers, 110. Why? Because he was noig atzmi v'rabonis, that he was fearing zichas melech. Shtel su that it's brought down in the Torah, in the Darkei Moshe, in Yerdei, in Hilchas Kibud Av, this shaila, what you should do if v'noi v'hu rabbi, who mi oimed b'fnei mi, and he brings down that the Marami Rutenberg, once the Marami Rutenberg became oyla l'gdula, he never met with his father. He was made sure never to meet up with his father, because he was oimed in this plunter, this shaila, what to do? Is it Rabbi Oymid Bifnei Benoi? Or Benoi Oymid Bifnei Aviv? And since he had this suffix, so he never treftzich with his father, Miyoyim Oymdei L'Gedula. Shtel Suda Zichon Yosef, that's what Yosef also was, Noig Atzmi Barabonis, he sent Yaakov to Goshen, and Erniska treftzich with him. Until now, at the end, when Yaakov is taka calling him, but the whole 17 years not, because he was worried about this cheshbon. But now Yaakov Vino, it's Korid Lomas, he calls Yosef, Vayishchazik Yisrael, Vayeshev Alamito, and Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu bows down to Yosef. Vayishtach Yisrael Aroish Amita. We talk now which one is which to which. Yaakov bows down to Yosef. Zok Rashi, Talo Beidne Sagidle. A Shuo, when it's his time, you bow down to him. Meaning the Melech of the Chayis is the Ari. And then it's normally the Shuo and everyone else bows down to the Ari. Oh, but Talo Beidne, when it comes his time, Amol, it comes your day, it's your time, it's your Oyla L'Gdula. It could be for a day, for a Tkufa, but your Oyla. The Shul, then you bow down to the Shul. Zok to Imre Emes, what's the pshat of shul? The pshat in a shul, the shul is very smart. The shul knows not to lose a opportunity. When he's hak oil and gdula, he chaps around and makes sure not to lose the opportunity. It's a musar haskel that a person has to be a shul. Every person when he's oil and gdula, every person has yemei aliyah and yemei yirida, yemei ava, yemei sinna. The Bali musar call it. And there are ups and downs. Life is a roller coaster. That's what they told me. And the pshat is a person has to know when he's to be a shul. When you're holding in the Yemei Aliyah, to chop them, to nusidois, this is going to become you read this again. But know that when you're on the up, Tala be'idna sagidle, Zaya kluger, Zay the shul, to nusidois taka, the Yemei Aliyah. That's Tala be'idna sagidle. So Yaakov asks who these banim are, and it says, he tells them, Ephraim, Umenashe, Kiruvein, the Shimon Yiuli. We spoke about this concept, again, make it clear, Yosef is a shtickle of Av and a shtickle of Ben. We know the Shloisha of us only, Ein Karim of us El Shloisha. But on the other hand, Yosef is also an Av. First of all, Hitaka is, he's the Av of Menashe and Ephraim. He's Oichad Atata to Shvakim. Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvin v'Shimon Yuli. Ephraim and Menashe also become a Shevet. Yosef is a shtickle Av. Then as it says later in the parasha, Misham Roya, Even Yisrael. Even Yisrael is Av Ben. Av Ben. Is a shtickle Av, is a shtickle Ben. Chasanta Diak. The last pasuk of the parasha, Vayomos Yosef, Ben Neav Eser Shonim. When you go to Parsha Shmois, Vayomos Yosef, V'chol Echa, V'chol Adonu. Yosef was nifted twice. A wunder. Everyone has to say that. Yaakov, Yitzchak, Avram, they're all nifted. Yosef is nifted twice. Once at the end of Bereshis, and once in Shmois. Pshat is, Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer HaOvos, and it's giving the Seder Advarim of how the Ovos were nifter. Vayomas Yosef is mamish. The end of Bereishis, Yosef Oichet is a shtickle. Ah, Vayomas Yosef. Obi Yosef is not mamish enough. Ein Karim Ovos El Shloisha. Yosef is Vayomas Yosef Vachol Echav. He's also from the Shvatim. He's mentioned in Shmois Oichet Nochem of Vayomas Yosef. Tzvei Dinim in Yosef. But Avad is Oichet the Bechina from Av, and that's why he's talking the Tata of Ephraim and Menashe. The emesis, the Gemara says in Soita, Yosef was supposed to be an Av to a Shtemes Shvatim. The pasuk says, also later in the parasha, Vayafoizu Zroye Yodov, the Gemara says, when he was Oymed bin Esoyim by Petifar, Yotzu Ese Tipois, Meat Voisov, and he was left only with two. But those two, that's Hakashvotim, Ephraim and Menashe. It's Yitochim that Yosef had more children. Those children were Nivla into the Shvotim of Ephraim or Menashe. Yosef is Nivla and becomes Ephraim and Menashe. And Ephraim and Menashe is Kiruvein v'Shimon. Dr. Balaturim, Ephraim and Menashe is the exact same gematria as Reuven and Shimon. Ephraim and Menashe is both the same gematria. I don't know if he makes the cheshbon Ephraim Umenashe and Reuven Vishimon or without the vav, but it's going to be the same gematria. Think of the six. A koponim, it's off by one. Ephraim and Menashe is one more. Dr. Pirush Harosh al Torah, Ephraim and Menashe kiru Uven Shimon. Va'ani nosati lochem shchem achad al achecha. You have one more. Zok to Rosh. Shchem achad al achecha. You want more than Reuven v'Shimon. One more. Shchem achad al achecha. Ephraim and Menashe, kiru Reuven v'Shimon yuli. Zeizen and Ovos. The emphasis of the belt says that you're allowed to be off one by gematria. One, you're allowed to be off. So they bring a riot from here. But the pumfakek here, it's not a riot. It's Ephraim and Menashe is kiru Reuven v'Shimon. It's brought from Rishonim that there's a riot to this. The Gemara says, it says in Parshas Veschanan, when Klai Yisrael is going to go into Golis, it says, Genoi Shantim, you're going to totally fall into Golis after the Churban, and you're going to totally get ruined and disappear. Genoi Shantim. So the Gemara says, Genoi Shantim is 852. Nor the Abish that made that the Golis of Churban by Yisrishon was 850 years after they first entered Eretz Yisrael. With Shiloh and all the Cheshbon, it's 850. Zok the Gemara in Gittin. Why 850? Because if it's going to be more, then it's already going to be Vinayshantim. And the Abish gave a klol of Vinayshantim. The Abish didn't want it to be Vinayshantim. So he had to make it less. So he sent them out of Eretz Yisrael 2 years early. Why 2 years early? Send them out 1 year early. Chaparai nochayar of Beis HaMikdash. Teres is a gematria is allowed to be off by one. If it's going to be 851, das Hashem Vinayshantim. Das Hashem Vinayshantim. Av tzifar dinen, shantin gemar and gittin. Av tzifar dinen nisht Vinayshantim, daf azayin svei. Yaakov asks who these children are, and Yosef says, Bonai heim. Asher Nosam Loyal Kimba's there. There's a famous Maisa with the Kloizim of the Rebbe. He was a claimed kint when he met the Ashtrof Tzegoyim, and he said this pshat, as I said, remember that the Kloizenberg Rebbe said this, as klein a kind. There's a kasha that the Achroinim asked, where was the, Rashi says, Herel Ashtar Eresim Ashtar Ksuba. Who was the Edom on the Shtar? There was no kosher Edom in Gantz Mitzrayim. Who were the Ede Ksuba? Who was the Ede Ashtar? Hat er gesagt, Haidos Baldin doesn't need Edis. Now we know about it by story, Momin Yonality is Haidos Baldin. Because it's Chav Lacherim. But over there in Mitzrayim, it wasn't Chav Lacherim because there was no one else to marry. So it wasn't Chav Lacherim to marry, else marrying someone else. If it's not Chav Lacherim, you could have it as Haidos Baldin. So that's what it means. Asher Nosan Lo Elikim Bozeh. The Makor in the Torah for the din of Haidos Baldin. That's what the Kloizenberg Rebbe said, I was playing Kim. The Makor of Haidos Baldin is from the Pasuk Ki Hu Zeh. From Ki Hu Zeh, the din of Moed of Mitzvah, which is the Makor of Haidos Baldin. So Asher Nosan Lo Elikim, where's the Ksuba? Where's the Edus Bozeh? With the din of Haidos Baldin. Zayta Gezok. Yaakov gives a bracha, Yisimcha Elikim, Ke Ephraim, Bechim Menashe, Becho Yivorach Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Ledoi Reisov, is noyig that the bracha you give, to Bonois, you give a bracha, Sara Rivka Rachel Valeya. By Bonin, Becho Yivorach Yisrael, Ephraim and Menashe. Farvos. Farvos nish the Ovois. Farvos nish Shara Shvotin. Reuven and Shimon Yuli. What's Ephraim and Menashe? I heard one pshat. Your person gives a bracha to his kin. There's a musik if you read the Sadoiris. Sitakazah that's a musik. Of a person, a father gives a bracha to his kids, that there shouldn't be a Yerida Sadoiris. Ephraim and Menashe, we just touched up, are Keruven and Shimon. They're an Av, they're a Shevet. Yosef is an Av, they're a Shevet. That symbolizes not Yerida Sadoiris. It's the next door, it's already an anacle of Yaakov, not a son of Yaakov. When they said enoch Shvotim, they said enoch from far the creek, they said enoch under a door. That's a bracha that a father gives his child. Yisimcha Likim, Kephraim and Menashe. Zol Nish Zayin, can you read the Sadoiris? Another pshat that they say, is that the emes when Yaakov over here made Sikel es Yodov and it could come to Kino, and the other one could be a Balgaiva, that he got first, he got the Yad Yamin, and that's the bracha that, no, there was no Kino and there was no Gaiva, and they blied Ba'ava Ba'achva, and that's a bracha that a father gives his children, that the siblings, the brothers, Zolnisht Zayin can by the Shvatim, the door before there was Epes Abyssal, not seeing eye to eye. The bracha of Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim Levechanasha, that even though there was Taka Asikel Asiyadov, Zeyamagablibin Ba'abu Ba'achva. Va'ani nosati lochem Shchem Achad Alachecho Asher lakachtim yad amoyri b'charbi v'kashti. Yaakov is giving Shchem, and it's interesting, he says, I'm giving you Shchem, which I was zoicha with my cherev and my keshes. The Mepharshim say, charbi v'kashti b'tfilosi v'ba'usi, with his tefillah. A wonder. How did they take over Shechem? Shimon and Levi! With cheref! With keshes! With swords! With planes! With guns! With tanks! Reuben and Shimon, Segeven Amulchama! Geba Kuk and Meyam Loyes, Aganza Arichos, Vasfar Amulchama is given! And Yaakov Avinu says, Shechem Achad Asher Lakachti Miyad Amori Becharbi Vakashti. It was the Torah, the Tefillah, the Bnei Yeshiva. That's what won the war. That's what won the war. That's a wonder war. The Achikala this year, Pashas Vayetze, was taka the year, the week that there was a war. And Eina from the Meshtatvei Achikala spoke at the end, a few spoke, and one of them spoke about Hargoshes, about the Achikala, and he says, they told us that there was a war, we didn't know, we were in the basement of Beis Yishai, you didn't even hear the sirens down there, it was two flights down, Menish Geheret Garnish, over Ich bin Margish, and he's right, but that's what he said. We won the war, the Achikala won the war. The Yachikala ended the war, and that's his amen. The Charbi of Akashti. Yaakov Avinu wants to be Megala the cakes. Bikesh Yaakov Legali says a cakes. Zok the Rosh. Yaakov wanted to be Megala the cakes. But he saw that in the names of the Shvatim, there's no Kuf and there's no Tzaddik. There's no cakes. So he got worried. But they told him, no, there's also no ches and there's no tes. There's no chet either. Nish tzorbi. And the emesis, we know, the Gemara says in Yuma, those are the four oisiyas that you don't have. The Gemara says that on the names of the avonim of the choshen, it says the names of the shvatim. But if it says the names of the shvatim, that doesn't suffice because you're still missing tzadi, ches, kuf, and tes. And that's why it has to say Avrom, Yitzchok, the Yaakov, Shivtei, Yeshurun, and that's how you have the full cheshbin of the Oisius. But Yaakov saw there's no Kates, but he said there's also no Chet. There's also no Chet. Now, Yaakov wanted to be Megal of the Kates. But Nistalik Mimenu Shechina. Nistalik mimenu shchina. Zogt Rav Shimshon Meshtopolia. Sach numbers this week. Zogt er azei. Yaakov wanted to be megala the kates. The kates of Mitzrayim was after 210 years. That's what he wanted to be megala. Oh, but the emes says Yaakov made a mistake. He thought it's going to be kates. It's going to be 190 years. Why? Yaakov knew that the 10 shvatim that sold Yosef, that's the cause of Golus Mitzrayim. And each one of them that was mishtatif in the mechira is kneged, the shame of Eke, which is 21. And therefore, since there was 10 of them, they were supposed to be in Golus Mitzrayim 210 years. But the emes only 9 shvatim sold. What's the cheshen that is 10? The shchina is mitzvarif. Obi Yaakov Avinu Hergut was nostalgic mimenu shchina. He didn't realize that shchina is part of the cheshbon. So he cheshboned only 9 brothers made the mechira. If 9 brothers make the mechira, it's only 190 years. So Yaakov was bikesh legalis kates. Yaakov wanted to be megala that Golus Mitzrayim was only going to be 190 years. Why? The cheshbon comes to 210. Because nostalgic mimenu shchina. He didn't realize that the cheshbon of the 10 shvatim selling Yosef includes the shchina. He didn't cheshbon the shchina. You have a ganze sugya of Yaakov giving brachas taket to the shvatim, to Reuben and Shimon. He doesn't give a bracha to Reuben and Shimon. He gives toichecha. Vayista is toichecha in the right measurement at the right time when it's siga pas. That's a bracha. That's the best of bracha. You have to know when to give it, how to give it, what measurement to give it, and why dafka Reuben and Shimon and dafka Bissin. Aber this is birchas Yaakov. Birchas Yaakov doesn't start by Yehuda. The toichecha to Reuben and Shimon is oichet. Birchas Yaakov. Yehuda ato yeducha achecha. In Chesanta Ora, Yidden are called Yidden. Yehuda. Yehudi. We're not called Ruveni, Shimoni, Zvuloni. We're called Yehudi. Someone told me the pshat is because the Aseret Shvatim is missing and we're taka, it's Shevet Yehuda. That's who we are. And it's interesting, someone told me that the Shprach that Yidden are called Yehudi starts after the Aseret Shvatim are gone. That, before them we don't find. They're called Ivri, they're called other things. Yisroel, Klal Yisroel, Ivrim, Bnei Avrama Ivri. Yehudi starts afterwards. Oh, but I heard the pshat is why it's called Yehudi, because the ganze mahus of a yid is taka ata yeducha achecha. The ganze bria is for haidah. Everyone knows the famous lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban writes, the end of Parshas Bo. Kavonas kol ha-mitzvahs, shenamen belikenu v'noida elov, shehu bareinu. Remember the Gazach? There are so many Sforim, Sifrei Kabbalah, and Sifrei Machshava, and Sifrei Yisoy, that are Mazva. What's the Matar of the whole Bria? What's the Tachlas HaBria? The little Sforim. Zot Ramban, he can tell you the Soy, you know? The Soy of Kol HaBria. Kol Kavonas HaBria. Shanoi de Lelikein. This is Yehuda. Yehuda Ati Yeducha Achecha. So Yehuda is Taka going to be Melech, and it says, Ad Ki Yoboi Shiloi. So one shot is Shiloi is Mashiach. Shiloi is Gematri Mashiach. Oh, but there's another pshat. It's going at Kiyove Shiloi until Achia Hashiloini comes. Talked about Latur and the Cheskuni. Malchus based David. It was Taka David and Shloime and Rechavam. But already right after the next door by Rechavam, it was Nechlak the Malucha. And the Chelik of the Malchus went back to Yosef, to Yerovam, from Shevet Ephraim. At Kiyove Shiloi, Achia Hashiloini was the one that was Mevaser. He took the Beged and ripped it up into 12 pieces. That there's going to be Malchus Yehuda and there's going to be Malchus Yisrael and Shevet Yosef Be'etzim, and that's what the pasuk continues. V'lo yikhas amim in his times by Shiloi, by Chia Shiloi, the Shvatim are going to be broken into amim. Apa gevissa bechina, Klal Yisrael was broken up into different Shvatim. God and Osher. God gedud yigudene v'hu yogud okay. May Osher shmein alach may v'yiten madani melech. Interesting maysa. The Torah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh brings down b'shem his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda that, and it's a medrash also, that we know that the Shloisha Avos are compared to the Shloisha Regalim and the Yud Beis Chodesh are connected to Yud Beis Shvatim. There's a lot in Svarim about how the Yud Beis Shvatim are connected the different Chodoshim, which Chodesh is parallel to which Shevet. There are different Cheshbonis and different Sforim. There's a Shaila if Ephraim and Menashe is counted here, or Yosef and Levi. There are a lot of different Shitas in them. But one of the basic Mahalchim that goes, that's Negeh, I want to speak out this Prat, is that God is Kislev, and Osher is Tevis. And it's interesting that Hanukkah is in Kislev and in Tevis. Mostly a Yom Tov, it always comes out in a specific Chodesh. Pesach is in Nisan, Sukkot is Tishrei. Hanukkah, by definition, is in two Chodoshim. It's in Kislev and in Tevis. Val Hanukkah had Tzvei Dinim. There was the Netzachon of the Melchama. That's God, Gedud Yegudenu, Vahu Yobed Okev. Melchama, God is seven. Seven is Teva, the Netzachon of the Melchama. And then is May Osher Shmei Nolachmoy, the Nase of the Pachas Shemen. And Osher is 501, and 501 is the Grace and Yonim. 500 and then and 1, it's beyond Teva. 8 is beyond Teva. 501 also, there's Asach, Asach, Mekoiris, and then. The Tzach Adash Mechab is 501 is Grace and Zach. Oh, but that's God and Osher, that's the two Chalokim. The two Chalokim, God and Osher. Stated by Hemshah by Don. Lishuoscha kivisi Hashem. Zok the Magid Mikoshnitz. It doesn't say Shem Hashem from the beginning of Parshas Miketz, Vayigesh, and the entire Vayechi. It doesn't say Shem Hashem. There was a cheshcha. There's a cheshcha sagolus, and suddenly it comes shining out. Lishuoscha kivisi Hashem. And we spoke about it last week. That's when Yosef told his brothers, Ani Yosef ha'oido v'chai. The same thing is going to be by the Gula Taka, by the Gula Oichet. Pisam Yovei, the Pasuk says, and Eberst is going to be Ani Hashem, and that's going to be the Lishuasra Kivisi Hashem. That's going to be the Lishuasra Kivisi Hashem. You have to know an important Yisoy, though. It says at the end of the Parsha that Yosef tells them that Pokoy Yifkoy Delekim Eschem. And that was a remez when Moshe Rabbeinu comes afterwards and he says that he's the Mvasir of the Geula, he taka says Pokoy Pokarti, which is the remez of Yosef. That Yosef said it's going to be Pokoy Yifkoy. The Goyal is going to say Pokoy Yifkoy. Well, it's a key word to say two words, a kunz, a this and say verte, a code. Moritiki Yisoid from Meir Shapiro, in Lublin. Pokoy Yifkoy is a double lotion. There's two Geulas. There's the Geula Hagashmi, and there's the Geula Ruchni. And Kleisel is a vada right now in Beit Golisim. There was a sacha to keep its golis in Eretz Yisrael, but mezenin in golis. And with that wissen, that if someone wants to come be mevaser, hascholas hageula, that the yisoid of the mevaser hageula is pokad yifkoy, a geula gashmi with a geula ruchni. As enevet meinin, that is a isroimus of the gashmis, over the ruchnius is gor, in a tunkel amatziv. And thus is Hascholas HaGeula, nay, Pokoy Yifkoit. Pokoy Yifkoit was a message that it's one Geula of Pokoy Yifkoit. That's the Mavasar of the Geula. When he comes and says Pokoy Yifkoit, that's the Geula Gashen with the Geula Ruchni. That's the Mavasar of the Geula. Nisht Farden. Yeah, we mentioned before, the Pasuk says, we're going back, it says, Bateshav Be'esam Kashtoi Vayafoizu Zroye Yodov. Midei Avir Yaakov, Misham Roya Even Yisrael. Even Yisrael is Av Ben. Yosef is a Shtikla Av, a Shtikla Ben. And the Gemara says in Soiti, he was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. Nor Eser Tipris came out. The Emes, it says there, when Yosef was being omen in the Nisoyin of Petifar, Yaakov Avinu, Dmus Diyuknoi Shal Aviv came to him. And he told him, you want to be Nichshal? And it's going to say on you, V'roya Zoynois Ya'abed Hoin, the Pasuk in Mishle, V'roya Zoynois Ya'abed Hoin. Zok the Chanukah Satoira, what does it mean? Ya'abed Hoin. In the names of all the Shvatim that it says on the Choshen, it says we added it, we have to add Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Shifte Yeshurin. Every Shevet had an extra letter put in. By Yosef, it's the Vov and the Nun of Yeshurin. Binyamin is six letters, so Binyamin doesn't have anything extra. So by Yosef, it's only four letters, you have two more letters of those extra words. Shifte Yeshurin is Vov Nun. So that's the Vov and the Nun. And the Hey, that in the Avniyah Eifet by Yosef, there's a Cheshman, has to be extra Eis, it says Yehoisef. So if Yosef, if you're going to be zeichet to be in the Avonim, you're going to be ma'abed hoin, the hey, the eifoid, and the vov nun from the Yeshurin. That's the ma'abed hoin. The Hemshah of the Parsha, Yaakov Avinu, vayigva vayosef al amov, famous Gemara in Tainus. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. So the Gemara says, Omer Lei, what says? Loy meis. V'chibichdi safti sevdainu v'chantuchantayu v'kavru kavrayu. There was chanoto, there was hesped, there was a kvura. Vos meint Yaakov Avinu loy meis. As I frek the Gemara, and for the Gemara, mikra ani doyrish. There's a pasuk. It says, Al tira abdi Yaakov nam Hashem, al techas Yisroel, ki zarecha be'eret shovin, ma zarei b'chaim, afu b'chaim. That's Russia. Ashvera Gemara. The kasha was Yaakov Avinu, loy meis. He says, loy meis, chanoto, hesped, kvura. And what are you answering? You're dashing a posik. You're dashing the posik, but what's with the kasha? What's with the kasha? The kasha was that there was chanoto, there was hesped. It's in the veld, mezok tanosach, for nakasha start minished. It's a gemen akasha, but for nakasha start minished. I've stated, I said, Yaakov Avinu, loy meis. Yaakov Avinu, loy meis. What's the akasha? For nakasha start minished. You know, there's another kasha that they asked that it says that there was Shivim Nefesh that came down to Mitzrayim, and there's a chesh, the Midrashim say that every one of the Shvatim was born with a twin, and they all had extra children, so it's much more than 70. So there's a lot of Torahs what to do with this kasha. And some people want to say that they were all nifted before they came down to Mitzrayim. Oh, but mekan zogan andere trutzim, for nakasha starpnisht. For nakasha starpnisht. There was a maisa of a certain godel that passed once on an agunah. And he passed him that she's allowed to get remarried. And years later, the husband came back. And they asked him, my hi, how are you nichshali? He said, Tak, it's a pella, what happened? Oh, but the emes is, the reason I was mata this agunah is because I was learning the sugyas in Yevomis, vegan agunas. And the emes had a shver akash in the sugya. And because of a shver akash, I boyed as a whole yisoid. And based on that yisoid, how I learned the sugya, that was the smach for the psak, the paskin on this agunah. So they told him, yeah, but for an akash is tarnished. Akash is tarnished. Akupon of the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Rabbeinu Bechai explains, what does this Gemara mean, Yaakov Avinu loy meis? That Yaakov Avinu was zoicha mitzad, toikif kdushosai, that when he was nifter, he still, af a gevissa mus, was still left here in this world. Other people leave the world of a higher, of a starker level, the woman nutik from the veld. He stels tzu, the Gemara says in Ksubis, daf kuf gimel, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, every Friday night after he was nifter, used to come back and make kiddush. He would come every Friday night to his house. And Rabbi Kveger is mitzayin there in Gilyan HaShas, in Ksumas Kuf Gimel, that he would come and he would be moiti them in Kiddush. That's even a bigger Kiddush. How is he moiti them Yedei Chavasi? He says he was moiti them. He was moiti them Yedei Chavasi. It was the Bechina of Loi Meis. It was Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi. Nossi is Rosh HaTevis Nitzoyt Shal Yaakov Avinu. It's that Bechina of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. That he was taka able to be Shayach to this Welt. The Pella, how he's moitzing him with Kiddush, potem in a mitzvahs, potem in a mitzvahs. I heard Matzav Shah, the Pulpula Ba'alma, that the Yisoid why a person that's nifter is potem in a mitzvahs is because there's a mitzvahs kvura, a person has to be kvur, it's a mitzvah. So he's oisik be mitzvahs kvura. That's the Ptur Kesedah. He wasn't, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was in his house now. That's the Ptur. Yeah, but this is Charifus. Oh, but Rabbeinu Bechai still sued this concept, and it's a Gemara with Rabbi Kveger, and Gilyan HaShas, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh used to come and make Kiddush after he was nifter. There's another pshat there in the Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis that Be'emes Rashi there is Meduyik. Rashi says, "Aye, so what's with the Chanota and the Hesped? They thought he was Meis." Baron's Rashi there in Tainus. So the Chochmas Benoyich is Meduyik. Rashi said Chanota and Hesped, not Kvura. He wants to be Machadis the Ravada on the Kvura. Yaakov Avinu was finally Meis. Just he wasn't Meis by the Chanota and the Hesped. B'shas Kvura he was Meis. And Lefiz that's Gevaldik. We know that Rivka saw the Nevuah Loma Eshkal Shneichem B'Yoyim Echad. That she saw that Yaakov and Esav are going to be nifter the same day. And the emes is it was nishtazah. The teres is it was the same day, because Yaakov Avinu was nifter the Yom Kvurasa, which we spoke, I think, last week. The Chasam Sogah makes the Cheshbin, that the Yom Kvurasa was a sort of a tevis. That's how it comes out the Cheshbin. And Taka, it was the Yom Ptira, Saifa Yaakov, and Saifa Esav. Yosef, after Yaakov is nifter, the brothers come to him and they're very worried that maybe Yosef is going to be noikim on them. Maybe Yosef is going to have a kipaid on them. So Yosef HaTzadik tells them not to worry. Atem chashavtem alai ra'oh. You had in mind bad. Elekim chashav eletoiva. The Eibishter had in mind for good. Lahach yosef amrav. That the Eibishter had in mind to save us, that we're going to go down to Mitzrayim, that I'm going to be able to be matzal you from the Rav. So even though you had bad intentions, but don't worry, Zokti Yosef. Elekim chashav eletoiva. The Eibishter had good chashboinus over here. Zok to Eirachayim HaKadosh on this pasuk. Moshul Amar Dover Doimen. If a person wants to kill his friend, and he wants to give him poison, and he gives him the cup of poison, and he tells him, here, it's Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is poison. He gave him a kois yayin. And he wants to poison him. And it was this bar that it was yayin. Zok to Eirachayim, pshito she'ein oitzorach kapora klalu klal. Pasha that you don't need a kapora, you didn't do anything wrong, you gave him wine. You had a machshava to give him poison. You didn't do anything wrong. And that's pshat of here. L'kim chashov l'toiva. Azoy zok d'arachayim HaKadosh. It's a pella. D'arachayim is connected to Mishnah, in Nozir, and Gemara, and Hyrius. Gemara says, in other places, Niskavin lechol b'sar chazir. But also b'yodi b'asar klei. A person wanted to eat chazir. But it turned out it was taka b'asar klei. Sorach kapora. So what's it saying over here? He's giving a mushel that he was machaven to poison a guy, and they were machaven to sell their brother in Mitzrayim, but it came out good. So there's many mahalchim, speak out of the Ketzorah, to touch the topic. Benodim l'chaveiroi shayni. Fran azam mahalch. In benodim l'mokoim, chilas chazer, tzorach kapar. In benodim l'chaveiroi, it's totally in the Taitzah. If the Taitzah was that there was no avla, thus meant the Orachayim HaKadosh, ain't it tzorach kapar. I once heard a pshat from the Novominska Rebbe in this kasha. I wanted to say a chiddush. The emes niskaven lechol basar chazir. Niskaven lechol basar chazir v'lo yachol klum. Ein tzarach kapar. Machshava ra, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaveh l'maaseh. The yesod of this gemara is niskaven lechol basar chazir, and you did a pe'ula. Granted, it was a pe'ula of heter. You ate basar tleh. Your machshava ra was nislavish in a maaseh. A maaseh of heter. It's mitli tali v'koi. It found a place to land. The machshava ra was mislabish in a maisa. But the gazok, that's only by a machshava ra that you did a maisa of reshus. The maisa of reshus allows the machshava ra to go into it. But let's say you did a maisa mitzvah. And he had a chiddush. Niskav and lechol basar chazir, but also biyod the basar kodshim. Ein tzarach kapara. Because in a maisa mitzvah, can't be nislabish the machshava ra. It's teflon. It doesn't let the machshava ra. Machshava ra is only nislabish in a pool of rishus. Zok there, okay, for the Arachaim, it's a little gishtuk. You have to say, his nusach was, you wanted to poison the guy, but you gave him a koisi ayin. Mechayi nefushas given ayid. You know, you gave him a machta mitzvah. And I'm here about it, the same thing. The marshal and the mitzvah is beautiful. Lahach yos amrav. Lahach yos amrav is gemachta mitzvah. In a mitzvah is nislabish the machshava ra, only in a maisa rishus. That's how he answered the Arachaim. There's other tyrus. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva kishihigia lepasik zeh bocha. The Gemara says a person made a neder, same idea, nishkavan lecha basar chazir, or an isha made a neder, and the husband emes was mefer, but she didn't know that. Sarach kapara. So the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva kishihigia ledorash zu bocha. Ma mishin nishkavan lecha basar chazir, but also the other basar tlet sarach kapara. Ha'oichel basar chazir, atzmai alach, as kama vakama, Rabbi Kiva was bocha. The lezogan apshat, why was Rabbi Kiva bocha? It was Asara Haruge Malchus. And Asara Haruge Malchus is because of the Seres HaShavotim. And if Yosef was Moichel them entirely, why is there Seres HaShavotim? The Arachayim HaKadosh says that Yosef was Moichel them. Elikim Chashov Aletoiva. Benodim Lachaveiroi. The very strut that we said. There's no kapar at all. Then there wouldn't be Asara Haruge Malchus. Rabbi Kiva was from the Asara Haruge Malchus. Rabbi Kiva saw this Gemara in Nozer and he saw that Arachayim Shkar is Nishtazim. That the Gemara says in Nozir that Niskavan lechol basar chazir, but also biyadi basar tleh, sarach kapara. Rabbi Kiva was boifer because he realized that the Arachayim's pshat is not. And there's Gineyevi and Asara Rugi Malchus. Because Yosef's mechil is not entirely. Because Yosef, when he said alakim chashav l'toiva, abrasoif kosoif, they were mechavish of l'ra. And the Arachayim HaKadosh wanted to say, ain't it sarach kapara klal l'klal. Over Rabbi Kiva said, that's the Gemara in Nozir, zok nishta zoi. Sarach kapara. And we said to Rutsam, over Rabbi Kiva, because then Rabbi Kiva was bocha. From the Asara Ruge Malchus. At the end of the parasha, you have Gam b'nei Mochir b'nei Menashe Yuldu al Birke Yosef. The Targum Yonason says that he was the Sandik. Yosef was Zoicha to be the Sandik for the Ur Einiklach. Now the emes is, the Ramah says in Yeridea that a person should only be a Sandik once for each Mishpacha. The Sandik is like Ketoiris, and every time a new person is supposed to do Ketoiris, and you shouldn't give Sandikois twice to the same person. So the Bir Agro over there argues and he says, what, you shouldn't give Sandikais twice, then maybe Bechlal a person should, not in the same family, Bechlal a person should be Sandik twice. And then they talk about the fact that Sandikais is a school for Ashiris, and if it's taka true, you should tell us the Ashiris to other people, Machloikis. Some say that the school of Ashiris is only if you do Sandik Mu'umid also. Otherwise, you know, they ask Akasha, there's Harvey Sandikais, the loyal will be other. They asked once the stifle was Sandik many times, they asked him where was the Ashiris. And he pointed to the shelf with all the Kehilas Yaakovs. So Yesha Imrim, he meant Ashiris Ruchnius. And Yesha Imrim, he meant he's misparnis from selling his farm. This is Ashiris. But that was his teretz upon. So you do it that Rabbi Yashiv was avad and noyig to be sandik many times, even mamash to the same b'nei mishpacha, the brothers again and again to say that he was sandik, and they asked him why, and he said because it's a machlokes Ramah and the Gra, but he said the Ramah says because it changed every day, a different kain was makter at the terrace. He says a kain gadol is able to be makter at the terrace any day. So when it's the beginning of kain gadol, you can be sandik. You can be sandik many times. Maisa, one of his orientalists asked him once, in his early years when he was like only 95, he used to even go to sandikos. He didn't have to come to the trailer, what was this? The caravan. He would go, in his younger years, 90, 95, he would go anywhere. Now one time someone told him that he has an opportunity to do Shiloh HaKan. And he told him, I already did Shiloh HaKan once. And that one time it was with the Simcha, he made a kiddush then. We said, Nechashen Gemacht once. So they asked him, you have signed the Koises? He says, nein, what's it? Signed the Koises for the kind. He's doing chesed. He's doing a chesed for the team right there. He's going to say that he was, that the Rabbi Yashiv was the son. He said, I thought it's for the Rachamim, for the Tzipor, or something. Someone else should do it. He did the son, the Teretz is, because Ki Yikore can't Tzipor. He said, signed the Koises, Yachtuas for the kind. And he said the last pasuk by Yomas Yosef ben Mea of Eser Shonim, by Yachan to Oisai, by Yisem Ba'oran ben Mitzrayim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Mea of Eser is the Soif Tevis is Hey Reish, which is Hashana Rabbah. He makes the Chesh when Yosef was Nifter and Noilad on Hashana Rabbah. By Yomas Yosef ben Mea of Eser Shonim, the Chizkuni says, why was he nifter younger than the other Shvatim? Only 110? Because of Ayachan to Oysa. What's the Shaykhas? Because he did Chanotah to Yaakov? That's why he was living only 110 years? So the Chanukah Satayr says, we mentioned this earlier in the Shir. Who gave David HaMelech 70 years? There's two Shittas. Either Adam HaRishon gave 70 years, that's one Mahalach, that's where David HaMelech gets 70 years. The other Mahalach, how David HaMelech gets 70 years, is not from Adam HaRishon. We made the Cheshbon. It's Avram gave 5 years, from 180 to 175. Yitzchak doesn't give. Yaakov goes down from 175 to 147. And Yosef goes down from 147 to 110. It's a sachakol of 70. So Yosef has to be nifter at 110 to give those extra years to David HaMelech. But you could always follow Zach on the other sheet and say that Adam HaRishon gave the years. So that depends if Yaakov Avinu meis or Yaakov Avinu loy meis. If Yaakov Avinu loy meis, so then Yaakov Avinu can't give his years to David HaMelech. Yaakov Avinu is loy mes. So then it's Adam HaRishon is giving the 7 years. So then Yosef could live longer. But the Balfa Yachan to Oisoi, so that was the Kasha, Teretz to the Kasha, that it was Yemes, however you understand it. So the Balfa did Chanotah to Yaakov, so you can go with the Cheshbon that Yaakov is giving years, so then Yosef also can give the years, and that's why Yosef was Nifter 110. But had it not been Chanotah, then it would be Yaakov Avinu loy mes, then you would have to follow the Chanotah HaRishon, then Yosef could have lived longer. That's the Cheshbon, Pshat, and the Chizkuni. Good.